Just a warning for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners. The next story contains the name of a person who has died.
Long time ago, all the men were animals. First Kunai man was a pelican. He came long way, long, long way from the hills. Carry a bark canoe on his head.
Was the voice of pioneering Indigenous actor David Dalatingu in the 1976 film Storm Boy. Known best by a different surname, the Yolngu actor has been an icon of Australian film for five decades, with roles in Rabbit Proof Fence, Crocodile Dundee and Baz Luhrmann's Australia. He is a household name. He was one of the first Aboriginal actors to perform on the big screen, debuting in the 1971 film Walkabout. He was also a prolific painter, dancer and singer, and such a delightful person to spend time with. Last night, the South Australian Premier, Stephen Marshall, announced David Dalatingu had died aged 68, too young. Almost 50 years ago, on one of the world's most iconic stages, David met a young performer by the name of Uncle Jack Charles, and he's my guest right in the studio with me.
Great to be here.
Oh, I'm so rapt to have you here. You first met David in 1974 for the production Cradles of Hercules at the Sydney Opera House. Tell me about the man that you met back then.
He spoke very little English in those days, and I thought the old tote were struggling a little bit with him and that. But like water off duck back, he never minded that. He was there for a purpose. George Whaley from the old tote had dragged me up from Melbourne and him from Maningrida. I played Benelong and he was Benelong's mate. I thought we were both of us ill-cast at that time, but nonetheless... My alcoholism at that time got me through it. There was a really weird moment in this production. I had to get carried in by two big redcoats onto the stage, followed by Garfalu. And I get dumped on in a big tin tub to get washed and shaved and etc. And I said, I'll do that part naked. I'll do it naked and that. So I told David I intend to do it naked, you know, because I get washed, you know. So come the time when we were on the premiere night, there I was in all my glory backstage, about to go on stage, and he's wearing one of those red things around his body and that. And I said, oh, Dave, I thought we were going to do this... naked. And he said to me, very seriously, he said, you no man, like that. And I said, what? So I had a bit of a go at him. And I said, what do you mean I'm no man, you know? And then I realised that, the full bloods call us down in the urban cities, the half-caste yellow fellas and et cetera. So I had to get over this and that, and I realised that... So before it got really heated, the stage manager tapped me on the shoulder and said, Jack, I think I know what's going on here. I said, oh, yeah, look, do your bit, and then when you come off, I'll let you know what I think's happening. And so I did my bit, both of us, and he went up to his dressing room to wait for the next entry, and I fronted the stage manager. I said, yeah, what? And he said, Jack, I think he's wearing that out of respect for you. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Jack, it's plainly obvious you haven't been initiated in his eyes. And I remember saying to him, well, I'll skin it back. And he said, no. He said, Jack, the water's lukewarm in there. It'll plop back in. So we had this strange conversation. So that's my first take on this young fella from Maningrida.
He was a young fella from Maningrida who went on to being an internationally famous
international
actor.
Fame.
He was quite a showman, wasn't he?
He was. He was just great. I've done a television episode with him on some some show, I forget, where I had to kill him and et cetera. And just looking at the rushes and that, you know, him riding his horse towards the camera, towards me with my gun. And he somehow realised, it seemed that no trees would bother to get in his way. He somehow, and the horse knew that his face was on camera all through that long ride towards the camera and me. So, look, he knows what he's doing, and you know, he's...
And the camera loves him.
The camera loves him, and Australia loves him. Mm. Look, you know, if it wasn't for David, you know, that Yolngu mob would never have been able to do 10 canoes, 12 canoes, even the latest, you know, High Ground and et cetera. These stories coming out of the Yolngu country and that, you know, giving a heads up to the stories and the history of the Yolngu people and Australia. He was the first one, and every one of them, that mob up there, and indeed around the nations, people coming from Whopper, from QPAC, from VCA here, et cetera, from NIDA, all these Indigenous performing artists, especially the men, realise that I want to be like Galpalil. I mean, I want to be like Dalatingu.
There's been an outpouring of tributes for him. His work and impact on Australian cinema was huge. Actor Mayne Wyatt, who you recently worked with on
him,
TV,
he's great
on Peppers, says he was a master of manipulating the camera at his whims.
He certainly was.
Do you have a favourite sort of film or moment that he worked on?
No, just watching him in with Dennis Hopper.
Mm.
To me, I mean, I had my moments on stage with him and on a television series with him, but not on a big film and et cetera. So I've been able to, and I watched all his movies, you know, right from the first one, Walkabout, Storm Boy, and then, you know, graduating from there. And we were just totally blown away. And, you know, I felt in his presence that I was inadequate, really. I was a frumpy little... You know, 2 centimetres short of 5 foot, and he was so tall. And, you know, I got him one time backstage to show me how you move your chest from side to side, and he obliged by doing just that. I was totally in awe of him. All the men in the cast in the theatre up there at the Old Tote, all the women were chasing him and et cetera. But, look, I felt that I was in the presence of... greatness here.
Yes. That film, Walkabout, his character is remembered as one of the first Aboriginal characters to appear on the big screen.
Mm.
Do you remember watching that?
Yes, I do remember that.
We just don't see Aboriginal actors in these roles.
No. And he was the man that broke that ground. He was the kid that really, you know, shone the light on who he was, his personality, and his ability to give to the camera and thereby us, the audience watching him, you know, a sense that they were, you know, held in awe, as I say, mesmerised by this. Your eyes couldn't leave. You couldn't turn away from him.
Uncle Jack Charles. David had a really complex life. He had struggles with alcohol.
Yeah.
He spent time in prison, including for domestic violence. I believe you actually tried to do an intervention of sorts with
him. Well, there was a few of us that tried to do that. And when I was up, if I was up in Darwin doing a gig or something like this, I would take my, in my own initiative, go and looking in the long grass, because I heard he was in the long grass sometimes up there. And so I'd be looking for him and et cetera. Couldn't find him. If you don't want to be found, you don't want to be found. But yes, he had his, like me, where I had my problems with giggle juice and drugs and et cetera. And David did do that, had that problem too. But it strengthened both of us by, having gone through that. And we've become more empowered in our presentations of our workload.
How transformative is it to turn that around, to turn your life around when...
Well, you know, I mean, people are tripping over themselves to employ you because they realise that you're performing with no enhancements of any sorts and that. And so they like performances given unto the studio, the cast, the crew, with honesty and integrity. And so they'll line up, and as they have, I've been proven, it's been proven with me. You know, once Melbourne realised that I was out there in 2010 performing on the stage, my own story at the Fairfax studio for the first time, you know, without any enhancements. It was a bit touch and go, but I did it. And we, for a full decade with Jack Charles versus the Crown, we toured that show around the nation and then overseas, etc. And, you know, people like myself and Gulpilil, we make an impact on overseas people. We tell people exactly what it is to be an Aboriginal in Australia, especially in the arts and etc. when we're interviewed in other countries and etc. So people want to know the difficulties of being cast as an Aboriginal, etc. So I do remember one story up there at that at the old tote. His brother had died in a spear fight up there. And so he was obliged to go back to Maningrida, to Yungu country, to sing that brother and etc. into the ground. And I remember they were placing bets, some of the old tote theatre members, that he wouldn't come back. Mm. And I was saying, no, he'll come back. I was pretty confident because he told me he was coming back. And indeed, it was a week and a bit after he came back and finished that season.
Such a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, PK. Thank you.
Uncle Jack Charles is an actor, musician and performer. And tonight you can watch the final film about the late David Delatingu. The documentary My Name is G airs 9:30 on ABC TV. This is RN Drive.